Google it.
That was an accident.
Whoops.
What? That
don't Google it.
Oh my God, it's just going off on its own now.
You're not touching it.
I don't Google it.
I'm not. Zach, watch.
Don't Google it.
It's if I press it. Oh my God, you guys. The don't Google it button is haunted.
Don't Google it.
This is going to be a problem. Okay, we'll just see what happens if I don't touch it at all.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. What's so funny is it was coming kind of like with the beat a little bit. So I was like, okay.
But that's terrible if it's going to start every time with don't
Google it. Don't.
I got to contact Rodecaster because if I just touch in this area,
don't Google it.
That one time I hit it actually.
Okay.
Welcome to Confidently Insecure. That's what we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I'm your host, Zach Noe Towers.
And I'm Kelsey Dara.
Lesbians.
Myth or fact or myth?
Guys, we are continuing with Pride Month. Of course, we had to go with a subject we've never had on this podcast before for the fact that I'm not one. Zach, are you one?
No, I mean, the lesbian lifestyle looks more and more appealing.
Ooh.
The older I get.
Okay, we'll get into why.
Yeah.
So this episode is all about lesbians with the caveat that we are not them,
mm-hmm.
but we both have a lot of experience with them and we did our research.
Yeah, I had lesbians growing up, so...
You had the lesbians.
I know how to raise them.
Lucky you. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that,
don't Google it.
God, it's just now. Anytime I touch it,
you paid way too much money for that thing.
Housekeeping.
There we go. You paid too much money for that to
honestly,
be fritzing.
We are not allowing the fritz. We will fix this. You know I'll get in there with a fucking screwdriver.
I know. Please turn the power off.
Okay.
Before you.
I won't. That's how I keep myself excited and on edge.
Housekeeping. Yeah. Anything for you?
Oh my God. You guys. We made Slut Pills stickers.
Oh, yeah, we did.
They're in the mail. They're sparkly. We bought two kinds, two different sizes, so we'll post about them. But, Zach, our Confident Bottom stickers,
they're going.
They're almost gone.
That's exciting.
We had 120.
Shut up.
They're almost gone.
That's wild.
I threw in, like, one or two. Sometimes I gave someone two if they asked for two.
Oh, sure.
But, like... Definitely
wow.
almost gone. So Slut Pill stickers, you guys are going to sweep us clean.
Wait, and you made two types of Slut Pill stickers?
Yes. So I think we have a lot.
Okay. Well, Slut Pill is definitely like very funny, very iconic, mm-hmm. very this pod.
Yeah. And what better time than Pride Month?
Oh my God.
So we'll let you guys know when they're in officially.
Have you done anything slutty yet?
Every day of my life.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you talking? Yeah.
Okay.
Cat food. Can you hear it dropping?
I can. Like in my headphones.
We never record this late.
Or early.
One way of putting it. So you heard my cat feeder. Any housekeeping from you?
I mean, okay, please come see me in Phoenix, Arizona on June 15th.
Or else you're homophobic.
And then, no, there was, okay. I don't know if there's flirting happening between me and this person. You know them. I just met them.
I know them. You just met them.
Yes.
Wait, this feels like a riddle. I don't like it.
I mean.
How far back do I need to think?
If you put a hole in it, it makes it lighter.
Oh, I know them. You just met them.
Yes.
Okay, I know who it is.
But I don't know. I'll show you texts.
Okay.
But for me, I guess, as a woman in her late 50s, if anyone is like,
nice to you?
Nice to me, or like kind of reaching out, or like, I don't know, keeping a conversation going.
Okay.
I'm kind of like, what is this?
Also, you're a gay man.
Yeah.
This person
facts.
Is
what?
They're a bi man.
Yeah.
So
we're not going to hold that against them.
No.
Oh, but
we
you're
love
saying
it.
There's reason to believe that
yes.
I could be
more of an, it's like,
yes.
He knows what he's talking to.
I think so.
Oh, I cannot wait.
And I like, what are your thoughts on that person?
I don't know them at all.
Oh, you don't know them at
all. I met them the same day you did.
Okay, but what do you think from that?
Oh, I like them a lot.
Okay.
Me and Sir were actually like, we were
Stop it.
On the way home from Pride. We were like,
should we?
We were like, that was really fun that they got along.
Oh, I thought you were debating bringing him into your bedroom.
No. Oh, no. No, for you, ding dong. Oh, my God. You're the only person that gets more excited for my potential of a threesome than you getting laid.
Well, because I know that they also had their eyes on, they visibly had their eyes on Sir.
Well, no, they're friends.
I think he wants to fuck Sir.
Yeah, but like in a context of like, hee hee ha ha, we're friends. Like, let's have a threesome together or something. Okay. Let's do like a gangbang. It's not.
He's getting banged.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not a like, I have a crush on you.
Yeah.
That whole friend group is like that.
Okay.
They all touch each other.
And they're all climbers?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Have you ever been climbing? I never forced you to go.
Okay, so this is my experience with climbing.
Oh my God, did you get stuck on a mountain?
No, okay. But my high school gymnasium had a climbing wall. Just a very basic, you're already making it way better than it seems.
I forgot you're from like Missouri. Yeah. Okay, we're back to like, just who cares.
It was like wood on the wall going up to the ceiling and we could like, you were supposed to belay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just mindlessly climbing one morning before like class started and I got to the top without any sort of like anything on me. And then I'm like at the top of the gymnasium, hyper aware of how like I could die if I don't do it.
It's very high.
And it was very scary, but I made it home.
Did you guys have a soft landing?
I mean, we had mats that we would drag against the floor.
But they're not the right kind. Need to have the big,
thick
mats.
You can picture them. It's like the 2-inch.
The blue foldable mats.
Yes.
Someone died in one of those. I remember reading a horror story rolled about that. Yeah.
It's like still undetermined what happened.
I hate it so much.
But their feet were sticking out of it.
They were upside down.
Upside down.
Okay, this is not a true crime podcast. okay,
and that person was not queer to our understanding.
No, they're homophobic. That was a homophobic act. No, RIP, rest her soul. So you might be flirting with a bi man. How does that make you feel in Pride Month?
Well, like anything else, I don't have many feelings anymore.
Is that great?
Thanks a lot. But as it's happening, I'm like, this is, you know,
it's fun.
It's cute. I always love flirting. I think so too.
Okay.
It's one of those things too. And guys, this person, I hope. Does Sir listen to this?
I don't think.
The last thing I want is this getting back to this person because it feels like I'm making a mountain out of a molehill.
No.
But they had their sunglasses on the whole time. And then when they took them off, I was floored by how much more attractive they were.
Yeah.
So
somehow that was the only person I've ever seen in the history of ever that looked uglier with sunglasses on.
You're so right.
I was like,
You are so right.
I was like, get out of here. Why would you cover those buttes?
I mean, they were really... really kind eyes.
That's why you don't wear sunglasses.
I wear sunglasses.
Okay. Lesbians. We have a lot to cover.
I know. Wait, do you have housekeeping?
Was all my housekeeping. Okay. It was just exciting about stickers.
Great.
Okay, guys. I was so fearful of not doing this episode right or like giving lesbians justice. So we have a lot. I was like, we're going to cover all the grounds.
Awesome.
We'll get into my personal feelings about lesbians after this short history lesson.
What if it affects your view on them, though?
What?
Like, what if learning all this cool stuff about lesbians changes your perspective?
I hope it does.
Okay, cool.
Okay. One of the earliest men... Do you know anything about the history of lesbians?
I know that they came around in, like, the 80s.
Don't Google it.
Of all buttons, would you push the one that's like, fucking haunted. Try me, bitch?
Okay. This is really, I didn't know any of this, so this was really, really fascinating for me. One of the earliest mentions of lesbian relationships comes from
the Bible,
ancient Greece.
Same thing.
Close. In the works of the poet Sappho.
Sappho, I'm a hoe, you a hoe.
Who lived on the island of?
Lesbianism.
Lesbos.
Yes, this is all coming back to me.
Sappho's
in 1984.
Poetry was filled with passionate expressions of love for another woman, and she is known for running an academy, wink, wink, for unmarried young women. Her influence was so significant that the term lesbian originates from the name of her home island, Lesbos. During the Middle Ages in Europe, lesbianism, like homosexuality, was often condemned due to...
Catholicism.
Exactly. However, this was fascinating. It was less persecuted compared to male homosexuality,
sure,
as it was largely invisible in a society that didn't recognize women's sexuality.
Listen, if you don't count as a person, you actually can't commit a crime.
The late 19th and 20th centuries marked a turning point in the history of lesbianism with the growth of sexology, a scientific study of a human sexuality. Researchers like, imagine this, a man.
No.
Richard von Krafft-Ebing.
I've always wanted to be a Von. Go on.
ADHD thought, but I agree.
Yeah.
And Havelock Ellis. What a fun name.
Havelock von
Ellistein.
Van Jorgenstein.
Guggenheim.
But Havelock is very cool.
I think we should bring that name back. Started to classify and study homosexuality, giving more visibility to lesbians. You know, two creepy guys just like...
And then what do you like to do?
Despite these advances, lesbianism was still considered a mental illness by many medical professionals until...
The 70s.
The mid-20th century.
I think I'm right.
The mid-20th century, particularly post-World War II, brought about significant changes. The homophile movement of the 50s and 60s, including organizations such as the Daughter of Bilitis,
Daughter of Bilitis?
Which sounds like it should be like a disability.
Also, it sounds like we're back in Greece.
Yeah.
Daughter of Bilitis.
Son of her name.
Yeah.
Worked to promote the rights and acceptance of lesbians. However, it wasn't until the Stonewall riots in...
Oh my God, don't do this to me. It was like 40 years ago.
Your favorite number.
69.
There you go. Major turning point in the LGBT rights movement that made more radical activism starting to emerge. And this event sparked the formation of many lesbian and gay rights organizations. The following decade saw a growing acceptance and visibility of lesbians in society, although discrimination and prejudice obviously still remain. It wasn't until the 21st century that we marked a series of legal victories for lesbians, with many countries recognizing same-sex marriages, providing legal protections against discrimination based on sexual orientation. That was a brief history of lesbians.
Looking back, you knew the Lesbos thing?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
I thought that was like a joke, that people would be like, when you go move to Lesbos Island.
It was a joke, but like rooted in fact.
Listen, this is the history we need.
I just want more smart bullies. I want bullies to know their shit and come up with really...
Oh my God, if you were accurately bullying me, I'd thank you.
Woke like, bully. Has that been done somewhere?
We need a TikTok skit.
Woke bully.
Woke bully. Zach, what are your personal thoughts on lesbians?
Okay, so there has been this like unspoken friction between lesbians and gays, and rightfully so. I think they're really sick of our bullshit, and I completely agree. Also, we're men, which is not the best
look
flavor
ever.
Yeah.
Especially for a lesbian.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
They don't want to taste you at all.
Well, this is the thing. I don't think either of us can get into the other's head, because we're like, you don't want a penis anywhere.
They're like, you don't eat like, pussy?
Yeah, and we're like, no, you can have mine. Like the pickle next to the sandwich, like,
it's
I'm taking it.
Almost like two dogs who just like exist in the park but never acknowledge each other.
Yeah, for sure. Or maybe even dogs and cats.
Lesbians are the cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. But no, I think it's lesbians. They're like the most woke version of women.
Yeah.
And so as a performer, as a comedian, I sometimes get nervous when a lesbian's in the front row with her arms crossed. But like, I just like, I'm very talented and I'm able to like...
You can even make a lesbian laugh.
Yeah, I can even. Yeah, and that's on my.
It is true. Like the when I think of activists that scare me, it's a white lesbian.
Oh, I mean, any color lesbian.
Yeah, but mostly white lesbians. my personal. Also, I love in your notes on personal thoughts on lesbians, you wrote like a couple of these jokes, but then you also wrote / cannot imagine being one.
I can't.
Guys, this is not a roast on lesbians. I promise we did research. So my personal thoughts, I have always been afraid of lesbians because I had a negative interaction with one, hooking up with them where they, I was trying to finger them and they said, they stopped me and went, don't do your bisexual fingering thing. And I didn't know what that meant. It fucked me up and I didn't know how to handle that. And I just stopped and I was like, this is awful. I'm going to stop. And I also feel like with being bisexual, I am looked down upon.
Yeah.
Like they'll hook up with me or kiss me. But the second they find out I'm bisexual, they're like God damn it. Yeah. Why did I do that?
You're shunned.
Yeah. This is also a general terrible sweeping stereotype. But I also just feel like they don't want us either.
Sure.
Like they're like, you're still sleeping with the enemy quite literally.
This happens. Okay. I think bisexual women are much more accepted in heteronormative society.
For sure.
But like it happens to both bisexual men and women because gay guys are like, as soon as a guy kisses another guy, you're like, you're gay.
Yeah.
You're lying. You're not bi. You're gay.
Yes, correct.
And then with women, they're like, you're just going to go be with a man.
And
like,
you're just experimenting.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. I do feel bad for tried and true bisexuals.
You're speaking to one.
Yeah.
I did say though that in my queerness, I feel like I have a ton of lesbian qualities.
Oh my God, you do.
In that, hello, there's nobody with gayer fingernails than me.
Well, right now they are covered in dirt, I think.
Which leads me to my next quality that I am. Give me Carhartts. Give me a wrench. I will be the most DIY fix-it lesbian you've ever seen in your fucking life.
Kelsey Dara installed both my lighting fixtures above my office.
I electrocuted myself.
There was a flame. Do you remember that? It went,
how could I forget?
Dude.
I was like, I almost died.
And then like, I was
gladly.
Like, I was, when after the flame and spark happened, I was like, okay, we're done. And then you fucking popped another Adderall or something. You got online and you like YouTubed your way to success. And like,
I can't take a failure. Absolutely not.
You should have like a show, like a house flipping show or
like,
something.
Kind of lesbian, kind of butch.
By the way.
And then my other quality of tapping into my lesbianness is that I have never met a lesbian that's afraid to make the first move. And I'm not afraid to make the first move, like with women.
Oh, so that's what you share.
Yeah.
That go-getter attitude.
Yeah, like me and a lesbian, when we do hook up, it's just like, we're not even talking. It's like, shut up and make out.
I hate that one experience kind of like, but it makes sense. It was like a formative kind of thing to be nervous about. Did you ever get any more insight on what bisexual fingering is?
Absolutely not.
Were you fisting her?
No.
Okay.
I was playing her like a fiddle, though. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I also feel like she was ashamed of herself because she was like the lesbian.
Mm.
And I think she didn't like
that you were bi.
That I was bi. And then like the next day we hung out and she like came to this group hangout thing and then like left when I was flirting with a dude. And I was like, you're already you hauling me. Stop it.
Yeah. Which is a great segue into, are you going to talk about your show next?
Oh, I would love to.
The Queer Ultimatum.
We can't talk about lesbians without bringing up the Queer Ultimatum.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can dress them up. I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
I mean, you did make me watch two episodes.
I said, look at these lesbians.
You did.
I held your eyes open like
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange, and I said, look at the lesbians.
But more traumatizing content than Clockwork Orange.
What did you think of it? Because you hate reality
I don't really watch reality. Yeah. I did not go home and watch more of it. I enjoyed watching it with you.
You lied. You said you would.
Yeah, I lie a lot.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I thought I might. Actually, wasn't that? I feel like that was a different show. Nope. That was Alabama Rush or whatever.
Nope.
I said I was going to go watch more Queer Ultimatum.
Yes.
I must have been trying to like make you happy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like it when you lie to me for that.
So I do enjoy reality TV when someone like else is watching it with me and like making me enjoy it.
I was forcing you to like it.
But like it's good. Expand my like mindset. But I should just let you take the wheel on this conversation.
Here's the thing. The only reason why I'm bummed that you don't love the same trashy reality shows that I do is because it is such a cultural zeitgeisty joke.
I know.
Pasture for.
And I should in that way up. Just to be like in with the. Yeah. With everyone else.
Like if you were like, okay, you're being a fucking.
Aussie
at like a show or something, like people would be like, right now, because it's like so hot right now.
Sure.
Queer Ultimatum, they did a full season of lesbians. If you haven't watched, there are spoilers coming ahead. I also did this on TikTok already, so like it's, if you've already seen this TikTok, I'm telling you the exact same thing. But I just wanted to very quickly, in honor of lesbianism, in this episode being lesbians, I wanted to give my take on each lesbian in least ranked to favorite.
Oh.
And tell you what their problem is.
Okay.
You might remember some of these ones.
I absolutely do. I thought also Mal was your favorite.
She is.
Okay. But you said she's like a villain somewhere?
No.
Okay. Go on.
Are you?
On the notes, I thought you said like Mal is like the worst character.
No, I said Mal's the most actualized character on reality television.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I'll go in order from favorite to least favorite then.
Okay.
Okay. So number one, Mal.
Okay.
Mal was our absolute queen of self-actualized, therapized, leading with love, no notes. She stays exactly the same. She's the winner in my book. And on the reunion episode, when the host asked, so where is your status right now? She said, we're happily broken up. And I gasped.
Wait, but Mal, to my knowledge, was the person who did not want to get married.
Yes.
And then was with the blonde chick and was like, I could see myself marrying
you.
Yeah,
but her and Lexi didn't end up really being much. Her and her ex, Yoli, got back together and they got engaged at the end.
So how is that actualized if you're like flip-flopping over 2 weeks'
because
time?
Because she did. No, it wasn't that. It was like, I think actually Mal is a poly queen and was just like advocating for like giving love where all love can be given.
Sure. And Lexi was like, I'm 22. Yeah. I think I know 24. What I want.
Yeah. Next fave is Xander.
Okay.
Avi. Because Xander was the only one who was doing the experience correctly.
Xander wanted to get married.
Xander wanted to get married, but realized that she had not actually explored who she is and was like kind of resting on her laurels and maybe it was even in a not so healthy relation.
And her partner was that annoying girl.
Vanessa. Yeah. So Xander's my next favorite because I feel like she is the only one who did the show correctly. She came thinking one thing. She realized something interesting about herself through this and realized I shouldn't go back to my toxic ways. I'm going to set myself be free like a little butterfly.
Wow.
So it goes Mal, Xander. Then I'm going to give it to, I think, Sam, because I don't remember anything about her, so I don't think she's that problematic. She's just, like, there. Then we've got Ozzy.
Oh, you like Ozzy?
Here's the thing. I hated Ozzy so many times.
They rubbed me the wrong way.
Ozzy rubbed me the wrong way. But they have a lot of trauma from their past with their family, and they have a so clearly anxious, avoidant attachment style. This motherfucker would run at any sign of trauma. and they said something during the reunion that made me go, okay, point for Ozzy, where instead of it being like a fleeing, they said they just needed a pause. Like they learned that in arguments, they can't handle high emotion. They can't handle tough. Yeah. So they need to pause and like remove themselves,
sure.
Recollect and come back to it. And I was like, for that.
Well, and they were paired up with the worst person possible because that person was very antagonistic, like heated, mm-hmm. very like in your, like, we're talking about this mm-hmm. now. And like,
mm-hmm. that was Mildred.
They could not have been.
Yeah.
Worse yeah. paired.
So then we go to Ray.
Okay.
Which was the Lexi's girlfriend, which I give her kudos because I said she's doing the best that she could with what she was given. She was clearly not a very in tune with their emotions kind of person.
Sure.
Paired with a very emotional partner.
Yeah.
And I think they ended up getting engaged, but then broke up after the show. So I think Ray might have been like,
I actually don't.
Yeah, so I give them kudos. Then I think I said Lexi was next, but I can't stand one trait of Lexi that made me go, you're toxic, you're abusive, is that she wouldn't even allow Ray to look at anyone else.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
If you look at them, I don't even want you to talk to them. I don't even want you to look at them. If you feel like you have to walk on eggshells to be and exist crazy. Around other people for your partner, run.
Lexi's a bossy bottom.
There you go. Bossy bottom. Make those the next stickers. Then we've got, I said, I think Vanessa ended up being low on the list, but not the lowest. Vanessa was the one that we thought was the villain, but then turned out she was just kind of like a selfish cunt who like realized she needed therapy.
Okay.
And she like let Xander go.
Wait, who was Xander paired up with Vanessa. Temporary?
Oh, Yoli.
Yoli. And Yoli has not been mentioned yet.
Yoli's going to come next.
Wow.
So Vanessa, Yoli's... fine, you're off the hook, but you're still low on me. Yoli comes second to, I forgot Tiff. Sweet Tiff. Tiff, you're in the top.
Is that Aussie's part?
No, Tiff was the butch crazy relationship.
Oh, who like refused to touch the other girl that she was paired
yes,
with.
Yes, 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 yeah. yes, yes. So Tiff, you're up high, and I for you, I say, I hope you're okay and healing. For Yoli, Yoli was a little liar.
Really?
Mal's partner. The reason why Mal proposed is she had no idea what Yoli was doing and saying. Like, Yoli would tell Mal one thing and then, like, do another.
Ugh.
And, like, you only got to see that for the first time. And Mal had this amazing line in the reunion where she said, I got to watch through this show my entire relationship from a different lens, and you feel like a dangerous stranger. When I tell you that is the most searing insult I have ever heard.
A dangerous stranger.
Bitch.
Sounds like a Lifetime movie, actually.
Ugh. I was just like, I can't. Poor Mal. Mal deserves so much better. And last and least is Mildred, who was in the toxic relationship, who was in the crazy relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And they revealed on the reunion episode that Tiff and Mildred got engaged, but then broke up really quickly after because there was domestic violence that Mildred got arrested for.
Mildred was the femur of the two.
Yeah.
Wow.
For like going crazy on
Tiff.
And the fact that like the network invited her onto the reunion, like knowing that that was going on, I was like a little bit like, ooh.
That's fucked up.
But so that's my ranking of the cast of The Ultimatum, which has been an iconic moment for lesbians.
It's like the whole setup for the show, if you don't know it, is a couple who has one's presented the other with the ultimatum, either we're getting married or we're breaking up. They wife swap or they girlfriend swap yeah. with another couple in like the same boat.
Yeah.
And they live with them for 2 weeks and then they
three or four weeks. It's like a 2 month process.
But it's 2 weeks and then 2 weeks, uh-uh. isn't it?
So I think it's 3 and 3.
Huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, whatever it is, 3 weeks and then 3 weeks with your other partner.
30 days with each person.
So
What?
Yeah. And the timelines were all crazy because they were all saying different things. And I was like, oh, this production ran for like 3 months.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, they swap back and then it's like,
you decide by the end.
Like, what do you want? Are you single? Yeah. Are you in this relationship? Are you married? Are you marrying someone else? Yeah.
Lots of drama. And I think the network knew what they were doing because they said, who could be U-hauling within a 2 week period of getting together with someone? Lesbians.
I can't believe they were actually open to being separated from their person for, you know what I mean?
Because we're all a little slutty.
Yeah. Are you speaking about lesbians?
Yeah. Should we play your game?
Oh, yeah. This is Zach's just a little broad
lesbian trivia.
Don't you look at it because I feel like the answers are kind of there. This is just fun. Lesbian in like TV show and film.
Fun.
Trivia. Okay, this is a pretty easy one to start. Who played the role of Carol Aird in the 2015 film Carol, based on the novel by Patricia Highsmith?
Are you giving me options?
Oh, sure. So,
Claire Danes.
Saoirse Ronan.
No.
Kate Winslet.
No.
Cate Blanchett.
That one.
Okay, Cate Blanchett, you're correct.
Ding, ding, ding. Carol was like a big deal.
Big deal.
People loved Carol for lesbians.
For bony points. For a bonus point, who played opposite her?
Oh, the big wide-eyed girl. The big wide-eyed Amelie girl. What's her name?
Do you know?
No.
Rooney Mara.
There you go. I knew she was from that one show.
Yeah.
I'm the queen of can't remember their names.
This is, which TV show features a lesbian
Hold on. Did you see Carol?
No.
Homophobe!
I don't like dramas, and you know that.
Okay, sorry.
Which TV show features a lesbian relationship between characters named Emily Fields and Allison De Laurentiis? Pretty Little Liars.
Uh-oh.
Grey's Anatomy.
No.
The L Word.
Ooh.
Gentleman Jack.
I've not heard of Gentleman Jack, first of all.
Right.
What is that?
I don't know.
You don't know either?
No.
What it? I'm going to guess that...
I'm not the one on trial here.
I'm on trial? I'm going to guess the L Word.
Pretty Little Liars.
Damn it! I didn't know Pretty Little Liars had a gay relationship.
I know. The names kind of sound Pretty Little Liars-y.
Yeah, and Ashley Benson is gay, so yay for us.
In the film, blue is the warmest color.
Oh,
you won't get this.
Oh, yes, I will. I saw it.
Oh, what is the name of the main character played by Adele?
Oh, bitch, I don't remember. It's blue.
It is Adele.
Oh, I thought you just said that was their name.
Played by Adele. Oh, it's Adele. Yeah.
Her name is Adele and she plays a woman named Adele.
Yeah, it happens.
Did you see Blue is the Warmest Color?
No.
This was known
a drama. It's like 3 hours long, isn't
it? Yes, but it was known for having the most iconic and aggressive
female on female.
Like 20-minute long lesbian sex scenes.
That feels gratuitous.
It was. It was like art.
Okay.
But it was good.
I like movies.
Yeah, this one was like art. House.
And that's long.
Yeah.
To be, you know.
Especially if you don't like pussy.
Dude.
You would this is like a horror.
I would have been like, I'm gonna step out.
Yeah.
Do some emails. Okay. which actress played the role of Piper Chapman, a bisexual character in the TV series Orange is the New Black? Laura Prepon.
No.
Laverne Cox.
No.
Natasha Lyonne.
No.
Taylor Schilling.
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay, you got it.
We loved Orange is the New Black up to an extent.
And let's do one last one.
Okay.
Who portrayed the character of Eleanor Shellstrop's love interest to Hani Al-Jamil in the TV series The Good Place?
Wait. There was a lesbian relationship in The Good Place too?
Sounds like it.
Did you watch that?
I watched some of it.
Oh my God. Okay, give me the names.
Kristen Bell, Jamila Jamil, Darcy Carden, Ted Danson.
And this is who played who now?
Tahani Al-Jamil.
It's Jamila.
Yeah. That was very easy looking back.
Yeah. But also, Jamila played a lesbian in the show?
I remember her in the show, but I guess I don't remember. She was paired up with the Asian guy.
Yeah.
And I thought that they were a couple. Was the idea that they were paired up with their soulmate? Was that it?
Bitch, no. Really? I don't think so.
Kristen Bell was paired up with that guy.
Oh, bitch, I don't know, actually.
Don't Google it.
People are screaming in their cars right now.
About what?
The show, The Good Place, because people stan that show.
Oh, I know.
We're fucking it up for them.
I feel like those are the only
Who made this quiz?
ChatGPT.
Oh my God. I was like, how do you not know?
What, how do you mean, how do I not know? I have the answers in front of me.
You were the one that wanted to do a media lesbians quiz.
Okay, you guys, for the record, I wanted to do famous queer TV and movies for this
episode.
But
why would we do... No, we knew we needed to do lesbians.
Yes.
Okay.
But go on.
I am now understanding you just wanted to do a basic overview of queer movies.
Yeah, like, cult stuff.
We can still do that. I told Zach, I talk about
movies. Your brain hurt.
Yes, because I already have to watch two movies a week and talk about them for an hour and a half.
Well, you don't have to watch anything. Have you not watched queer movies?
No.
Okay.
I saw Bros twice. And Fire Island.
Bros twice?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I liked it. You fucking...
Really?
Fucking homophobe.
I would rather watch a 20-minute lesbian sex scene. No, it was fine. It was good. It was also long.
Yeah. Okay, so if you guys want to do a queer media breakdown, I will oblige.
I maintain... Okay, here's my pitch for it.
Okay.
That we just come with, like, our three... top queer movies or TV shows.
Okay.
And just kind of like chat them out.
Riff on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like it?
No, I like it.
I don't want to give you homework to like watch something. That's not what I meant at all.
But I guess I'm trying to think of my favorite gay movies now and I need Google to help me.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
You could ask ChatGPT what are your favorite.
Yeah, okay. They can create it for me. My cat is now jumping up onto my lap. Hi, kitty. Do you want to learn about some iconic lesbians?
I would love to.
Okay, guys, this is a shortened version of Hosts Throughout History. We miss that so much on this podcast, so I try to give it a little bit learning history about people each week, and these, of course, are lesbians.
I love it.
This person, actually, we did an episode of Hosts Throughout History. It was actually Jasmine and I's first episode, because it was so long ago, I'm just going to give y'all a little remindy. And Zach, this is probably your first time hearing about this person.
Yeah.
Their name is Julie D'Aubigny.
Okay.
This famous lesbian was born in 1670. She was also better known as Mademoiselle Maupin or La Maupin, who was a 17th century sword slinger and opera singer who became involved with a young woman whose parents later put her in a convent. And in order to get her lover back, what do you think she did, Zach?
She decapitated all the nuns.
Very close. She entered the convent, stole the body of a dead nun, placed it in her lover's bed, and set the room on fire so that they could escape together. She faked her girlfriend's death.
Oh my God. The first witness protection
program.
Wow.
Lesbians.
But also sword slinger sounds like a gay slur. For
maybe
like
it
men.
Is.
Like that's sword slinger.
Maybe it was a dildo. Maybe she was using a strap on.
If she had like, if she unsheathed. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Double ended dildo.
But like, I would watch that movie. That's a lesbian film I want to see.
Yeah, I do want to see like some. Okay, lesbian movies are famously some of the saddest things ever. Gay movies
it's
are not much
soft.
Better. I would love a lesbian action flick.
Let's do it. Me and you, kid. Okay, this one was a mouthful. You ready for this?
Mm.
Alice Dunbar Nelson. Ever heard of her?
No.
That's right, because she is a legendary activist and poet who married, gasp, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, a journalist, in 1898. But the relationship was both rocky and abusive, and Paul was reportedly very unhappy about Alice's lesbian affairs. So they separated.
Multiple.
Yes. They separated. And while teaching at Howard High School in Delaware, Dunbar had a long-term relationship with Edwina Cruz, the school's principal. But however, she then married a fellow teacher named Henry.
No.
But Zachary, the marriage only lasted a year.
Yeah, duh.
Talk about a beard. She then married another journalist.
You're kidding.
An activist named Robert. My cat just leapt from me. In 1916, and they were still married when she died in 1935. But by reading her diary, Nelson discovered that his wife was having affairs with women, including artist Helene London and journalist Faye Jackson Robinson, but apparently tolerated them despite occasional fits of rage. Alice was a revolutionary force in the women's and African-American civil rights movements while also publishing poetry, stories, and essays. But due to the overall status of African-American women at the time, she struggled to get paid for her work and adequately be recognized for it or even her story heard.
Oh, she was a black woman?
Yes.
Wow. I cannot imagine the intersectionality of being a black lesbian
poet
back in that time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden do not shame her for like having all these husbands.
Yeah, because she was bearding.
Oh my God.
Thrice.
Dude.
Till the day she died.
Dude.
And then imagine you're her husband and you're like, what? Oh, fuck.
You have to know. If you don't know, you have bigger problems.
He was busy journalisting and activizing.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Anyway, I like this next person's name. Babe Didrikson.
Okay.
This lesbian is the co-founder of
Lyft.
The ride sharing app. What?
I don't know.
That, you said it so confidently. Lyft. Close. It is the Ladies Professional Golf Association.
Okay.
Because of course a lesbian did that. They set world records in javelin throw and 80 meter hurdles in the Olympics.
Wait, in the golf club?
What?
Oh, they did. Okay, these are separate
facts about this person.
They started the golf club and they got the javelin thing. Okay. Sorry, what is the golf troop doing throwing javelins?
I thought you meant, was she throwing a golf club in the like a spear. Okay. Although Babe married Greek professional wrestler George.
He sounds hot.
In 1908, by the 1950s, she'd moved on to a relationship with golfer Betty Dodd. They'd met at an amateur golf tournament in 1950 and hit it off immediately. They toured together and eventually Dodd moved in with Babe and her husband.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
So I don't know if she just like fully stopped sleeping with George but stayed married to him because of the era and the time. But, like, golf's pretty fucking gay.
For all we know, George could have been a big sword swallower or whatever. Also, why do you think golf is so lesbian?
It's the shorts and the visors and the collared shirts. Like, I could see any lesbian in a golf outfit.
For sure.
For no matter what, like, as they present.
It's their neutral Sims thing.
It's, like, what they are presented as.
Wow.
And as their first day in a lesbianism.
Wow.
We have two more.
Okay, I love this.
One, Barbara Jordan, a civil rights leader and progressive politician. Barbara Jordan was outed in her 1996 obituary.
You're shut up.
When she became the first black woman to be buried in the Texas State Cemetery. She was already the first woman to serve in the Texas House of Representatives, the first post-Reconstruction African-American state senator, and the first black woman to keynote the Democratic National Convention. She met educator Nancy Earle, who would become her partner of over 30 years on a camping trip. And Earle often helped Jordan write her speeches. So she was all of these firsts, but also like the first lesbian black woman to do things. But she wasn't recognized for it when she was alive.
But she was outed.
Yeah.
So that's not cool.
That's not cool, but like there's nothing you can do about it once she's outed and she's dead.
Yeah.
It's almost like I kind of wish she could have been able to be her full
self. If it's gonna come out and use all these things, that's the thing. Like I'm wondering, I don't know, like I feel very liberated in saying my exact truth at all times, and I can't imagine how tough it must be to not share such a huge part of yourself.
Like, in the years that she was in government, like that wasn't even, we weren't even close to being okay with it.
Wow.
Good for her. Barbs, you're a real one. Last but not least, we have Stormy DeLaVier.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say Stormy Daniels. I got so...
You were 2 years old when you found out. This one's interesting. Biracial, butch, lesbian, drag king...
Ooh.
Stormy DeLaVier was much more than just a fantastic entertainer. DeLaVier is believed to have been central to the Stonewall riots, as she was identified by multiple witnesses as the woman who NYPD officers struck in the head with a police baton and threw violently into the back of a police wagon. She fought back, and the crowd who'd been watching had finally had enough. DeLaVier remained active in the gay liberation movement after Stonewall, in addition to helping battered women and children in need while working as a bouncer in the city's gay clubs, reportedly well into her 80s.
Oh my God.
We love a queen.
Dude.
Or drag king in this case. Like, what an icon.
I think it's fascinating that drag king shows are not more popular.
I am not going to lie to you. I saw my first drag king show like in 2022.
That's not surprising to me at all. I've only seen like two of them.
Yeah.
It's so funny too, because maybe it's because we've just been exposed to more drag shows. We totally accept like a 6'7" woman.
Yeah.
But like seeing like a 5'2" man we're is like
not believable. No, they're super fun. If you have a drag king brunch anywhere in your area, definitely go check it out. Highly recommend.
Oh my God, but an 80-year-old bouncer.
Yeah. Like, and also like she's the bad bitch at Stonewall. Like, imagine going to your local gay bar as like a little like twink teen being like, oh my God, are you Stormy DeLaVier? Like, and she's just like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
they hit me right in the head, threw me back in the cop car. I said, I don't give a
scar.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You see this scar?
Ooh, getting hit with one of those batons is not high on my goals list.
No. So we absolutely salute you, and especially in this month of Pride, we thank you for your service.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all I have for lesbians.
That was a lot. Wow. I do respect their work. I am comforted by a lesbian presence.
Ooh, yeah. I do feel safer.
Yes. I feel like they are, because of the wokeness that I said before, like, they're aware of like people's feelings. Mm-hmm. They're aware. They're more emotionally intelligent, I feel like.
If I'm on a plane that's going down, I want a lesbian fighting the like terrorists.
Oh God, is that why the plane's going down?
I guess in my scenario.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, it went dark. But like, I was just thinking of like, when would I trust a lesbian the most? And it's like taking out a fucking bad guy.
Oh, sure. There's also something like kind of hot to me when like a lesbian who is more masculine than I, which is not
most
saying
often,
a lot.
Yeah.
When they kind of like, they
butch
kind
out.
Of, yeah,
yeah.
Over me.
Ooh.
And like, yeah.
Wait, like think you're cute?
Or just like kind of, our daddy vibes.
I love.
Yeah.
Lesbians, I want to be better with you. I would love for my experience, my trauma to be erased from my bisexual feel. Hey, lesbians, if you know what that was, can you tell me?
Yeah, Kelsey's looking to be fostered by a lesbian.
There you go.
Home. She was abused early on.
Yes.
She's a little skittish.
Yes.
But like with some love.
I bite if you try and take my food away from
which
me.
Which they might like.
Ooh.
Yeah, so contact us.
Yeah, absolutely. Zach, that's all we have for this week's episode. Can you believe how quick that went?
That went so fast.
I can't believe it. What a time we've had. Hey, we've only got a couple Confident Bottom stickers left.
So you better jump on it.
And you can Venmo me at Kelsey-Dara1, I think is it? Or Kelsey-Dara? I can't remember.
Kelsey.
I think. Let me look it up real fast.
What's crazy is I don't remember you saying one previously, but
me
it feels
neither.
Like there is a one now that you've said it.
No, it's just Kelsey-Dara.
Where'd the one come from?
I don't know. It's Kelsey. Just Kelsey-Dara on PayPal and Venmo. I'm so sorry.
No.
What if someone's been Venmoing?
But comment your address.
Yes. And
if it's if you're international, if you're outside the continental U.S., it's $1.50 yes. for shipping. So just include that in your donation.
And we will ship it out to you.
Yeah.
And hey, while you're doing things, let's rate this podcast 5 stars.
Yes, please.
And if you're not going to rate it 5 stars, please don't rate it at all because we're sensitive. Speaking of sensitive, there's no merch, but you can go find it on the internet somewhere.
Yes.
Hey, happy Pride.
Go happy Pride.
Lick your local lesbian.
And see me perform in Phoenix on the 15th.
Bye. Bye.
I'm so proud of the computer for not